Yo, dude. What's up? Hey, no, you can come in, actually. I need to replace a bearing before we go, so just... Yeah, you can set your shit by the couch. Take a seat or something, I don't know. Yeah, that's good. Oh, front left. I was starting to seize up yesterday. I've got backups. Just give me a sec. Yes, I keep them in a Ziploc. What of it? It's airtight. See? Okay, it was once. I mean, plus, I do not buy tools unless I can hurl them at someone and still use them after, so. I got. You know, I was at the lot until, like, midnight and last night. I'm trying to land that tray again. I got close, dude. Like, it actually rotated all the way this time. It was classic situation. I landed with, like, one foot on the board and the other on fucking planet regret. I swear. No, like, the minute I don't think about it, it starts to come together. Muscle memory's a bitch. I'm gonna land it today, though. I can fucking feel it. I just need to stop flailing my arms around like a drowning bird, and I'll be golden. What about you? You still work in that same line? Or did you give up like a fucking pussy? No, no snarky comeback. No, I have a question for you then. Yeah, a serious question. Who are you and what did you do with my best friend? Like, no, seriously, dude, you're never like this. Are you okay? You look like a dog that just got yelled at or something. I don't fucking know. What's up? Put the fucking board aside. What's up? Oh, come on. Spit it out. Oh, yeah, I forgot today was her birthday, right? Oh, shit, dude. Oh, my fucking God. That... I'm sorry. Like, that's a fucking blows, dude. No, like, hey, you do not have to, like, pretend you're fine. Pretend you're okay for my sake, dude. Like, I mean, hey, I cannot really do the entire therapist thing, but you can be sad on my couch if that helps. That's what best friends are for, right? Letting you be weird on their couch when you get dumped. God. She really did a number on you, huh? You want to talk about it? Come on, dude. You do not need to spill your guts. Just give me something. Yeah. And so she just, like, checked out. Yeah, I can kind of tell, honestly. You would mention her, and your face would light up, and hers would be buried in her fucking phone. Even on dates, too. Shit, no, that's rough. Must be hard. I'm sure it's hard. Me. Oh no, I haven't like gone through that myself, but like I said, it seems tough. It seems hard. It's just, it's not really my lane, I guess. No, I mean, look, dating's just like, it's not for me, obviously. Because you know. Yes, you do. You're fucking with me, dude. Come on. Well, because it's not for girls like me, okay? Don't give me that fucking look. It's not a pity thing. It's just facts, dude. I mean, look at me. I don't look the way girls are supposed to look. I'm not soft. I don't have a cute voice or the walk or the hobbies or the fucking, what is that, like, eyelashes or whatever. I'm flat as a fucking board. And I mean, like, people think it's cool when a girl skates until she's like taller than them or stronger or actually better at it. And then it's like, whoa, bro, you're like intense, dude. You know? Yeah. So. No one wants the bro. They want the girlfriend. But hey, at least I can pop shove down a six stair, right? Who needs validation when you've got a board and chronic knee pain and bruises? Yes, I am okay with that. I am. What? You don't look satisfied with my answer. What, do you want the full fucking breakdown? Okay, no, fine, listen. Most of the time, I'm okay with it. Like, seriously. I'm not the girl people stare at when I walk into a room. I'm the one they ask when they need help carrying furniture or fixing their car, and that's fine. Somebody needs to do the heavy lifting, right? Some nights it gets to me. It gets in my head, I guess. And like, I'll see someone online with these dainty wrists and perfect makeup and the whole like soft girl thing going, and I'll think like, fuck me, dude. I can't compete with that. Like, and it's not just looks either. I'm crude, I guess. I curse too much. My voice sounds like I gargled gravel half the fucking time. I don't even fucking smoke. That's just me. And I'm always covered in fucking scrapes or bruises or dirt or blood or grease or... And I don't fucking shower enough. I cannot possibly shower enough with the shit that I get up to. You would know. And, I mean, who the hell wants to cuddle up next to someone who feels like that? You know? So, is what it is. I mean, you know, and it really started. I think it was middle school, 6th grade, maybe 7th. I hit my growth spurt early, like early. I shot up 5 inches one summer and came back looking like I was someone's older cousin filling in for class. Everyone else was like tiny, short, and I was just like, I was like a fucking cryptid, dude. Like, what's that creepy ass dog breed? Borzoi or whatever. Yeah, I was gangly and I was bumping my knees on the underside of desks, and there was this boy and Chris or and Chase. I can't even fucking remember anymore. He had this stupid green backpack with like frayed straps, and he'd always draw weird symbols on his math notes. And I had the biggest fucking crush on him. Like, in textbook level, I wanted to sit next to him on the field trip bus. I wanted to ask him if he liked the same bands, that kind of thing. So I started, like, orbiting, I guess. Finding ways to sit next to him during lunch and saying hi in the hall, complimenting his dumb drawings, just hoping, I don't know, he'd see me. Not just like my height or the fucking scabs on my elbows, but like me, you know? And then one day, he asks me to the school dance. And just like straight up, I'm at my locker. He walks up and he says like, "Hey, you wanna go with me?" And I swear to God, dude, that moment, that like half second, I think that was the last time I felt actual unfiltered happiness. Like core level memory, joy or whatever, just like floating, brain melting, thinking, oh my God, it worked. He sees me, he likes me. And then I turned my head and I saw his friends in the corner laughing. One of them was holding up a phone, recording and mouthing something like, "Did you do it?" And that was it. A dare. They dared him to ask me out. And you want to know how much they paid him to do it? $5. Yeah. $5. It's raining that day. I went home and I threw my Vans down a storm drain. No idea why. They were new. I think I just didn't want anything I was wearing that day to be on me. Ever again. Anyway, I've accepted it. Most people die alone, anyway, statistically. So, might as well be good at something while you're here, right? Don't try to give me the whole "you'll find someone" thing, okay? Like, it's not that I cannot find someone. It's that I know what happens when I do date. They try to change me. Or worse, they start, like, pretending I'm their buddy while they chase some girl who looks like she stepped out of a fucking perfume commercial. And invariably cheat. It wouldn't be the first time. Anyway. There. It sounds new again. Shit. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, dump all that on you. No. We were supposed to go skate, and I just turned it into a fucking therapy session. I mean, hey, no, listen, if you don't want to go anymore, that's fine. Seriously, I mean, you honestly looked pretty beat up the moment you walked in here, and I certainly didn't help, so we can just stay in, or whatever. Couch is open. We could play crappy mobile games or watch compilations of people eating shit. Break out the PS2 or nothing. And just and sit here and stare at the ceiling. That's what you want to do. Yeah, sulking. Fucking sad boy hours. Sorry. You look like you want to say something. No, don't fucking shake your head right now. No, I fucking clocked you, dude. Go ahead. Spit it out. You like me. No, you fucking, dude, you hate my ass. Get real. I mean, yeah, in a friendly way, sure, but no. You do not love me romantically, dude. Get fucking real. You're in a weird place right now with your breakup and all, and honestly, probably feeling pity, if anything. I dumped a lot of shit on you just now that I should not have. You're such a fucking hard ass. What do you like about me, then? Actually. My laugh. Are you fucking serious right now, dude? Dude, no, I barely fucking laugh. Ever. Come on. You're so full of shit, dude. What else? And it better be good. My eyes, dude, I have not slept in like 3 days. I look like a sick raccoon right now. No, you're just saying random shit. Honestly. My voice. No, stop. My voice sounds like I lost a bar fight with a fucking garbage disposal. Don't even start. You can chill. You can chill. No, dude. I'm not built for that kind of talk. Dude, I buy my own fucking birthday cupcake and I eat it in the garage. I'm not the girl you say sweet things to. How do I feel? And what do you mean? I mean, like, whatever. Yeah, sure. Yes, I think you're hot. If that's what you want to hear. You have nice... I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know what to fucking tell you. You look good, and you're, like, nice. So you're better, I guess, than, like, 95% of people, or whatever. I mean, if the whole dating thing was in the cards for me, I'd probably have a crush on you. Like, a massive fucking crush. There. Are you happy? What? What do you mean, do something? What is there to do? You wanna... Kiss me. Seriously, dude. Why? Why? So you can run and tell your fucking friends how shitty a kisser I am. I told you this is not for me. I don't need your fucking pity. I guess, yeah, that's what this is. No, I don't actually think you would do that. It's just like, it's hard. I guess. Fine. One kiss. But you have, no, look at me. Let me do, you have to promise it's not gonna fuck up our friendship. No, because I do not want to be running into you out there and have to steer clear of half the fucking skate park just to keep my distance. I don't want it to be awkward. Are we cool? Okay. I'm fine. And go ahead, then. Wait. Why me? And like, no, I love you too, I think, but I didn't want to drag you down, you know? Your ex, she's cute. Yeah, really fucking cute. And soft and all that stuff. And, okay, sorry. I'll shut up. Just. Can I take your shirt off? Is that cool? Here, take your shirt off. Fuck, you look good. My hoodie. I'm worried, I guess. Well, I mean, the last guy, and this was like years ago, he kind of just like pumped into me pathetically and made fun of my tits, and he finished and complained about my tits some more and said I should look into a boob job, and then he left. I figured I'd just like leave the hoodie on for you. Is that cool? Okay, just like promise me you won't like cringe or grimace or anything. Okay, fine. Taking it off. Just whatever. There. Okay. Just like sensitive, I guess. You can grab them. No, it's okay. I just don't think anyone's ever really touched them before. God, get it. No, I can put it on you. It's okay. Just here, get your pants off. I'll take care of it. Okay, this is not my first time seeing it. I mean, yeah, you're like, your wardrobe malfunction back when you were like swimming in the canal. I mean, well, yeah, you were shit-faced, so. And God, it looks so good, though. Really fucking good. And just let me get it wrapped up. I just get my pants off. Okay, I'm sorry if this is like awkward. It's been a really long time for me. And sorry, shutting up. And put the tip right there. Yeah, let me spread my legs and lay back some more. Okay, just and go ahead. Oh my god, fuck. No, 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 I'm okay. I'm okay, I'm fine. You're fine, I just... It's a little big, I guess. Is all, like, for me, at least. Whatever, dude, take the fucking compliment. God. Yeah. You're sorry, my ass. No, you have, like, the most shit-eating grin right now. No, I didn't make this easy for you. I know. I made you play fucking therapist to get here. And suddenly I am, God. Shit. And sorry, I'll shut up just slowly, yeah? Just... Oh my God. I am not fucking used to this, dude. Yeah, I use vibrators, dude. Not dildos. I think I own maybe like 2 dildos in the back of my fucking sock drawer. Yeah, and just vibrators. It's the future, dude. Sorry, I'm just yapping. I guess I'm just comfortable around you, even though, if that makes sense. I don't have to, like, put on the airs or whatever. God. Oh my God. You know, I don't feel so tall right now. Not with you on top of me like this. Yeah, it feels good. Don't worry. You can go faster. Harder. If you want. I know you've got the fucking stamina. Okay, yeah. That was my fucking cervix, dude. I can keep going. Sorry. Oh my God. Stay still and just and let me breathe, please. Fuck, that was a good I haven't done that in ages, honestly. It was fast. Really fucking fast. Sorry. Is it possible for a girl to have, like, I don't know, a premature ejaculation or whatever? Like, a premature orgasm? P.O. Nah, that's a thing. A purchase order. Or post office. Look, sorry, man. I do not know how to do the after sex thing, whatever it is. Like, can you pull out? No. I think I'm sore. Just. Yeah, I'm gonna be feeling that at the park for the next, like, week or two. Oh, shit. My gosh. No, I need to, like, lay here for a second. Actually. Hey. Are we cool? Yeah, like, are we cool still? Like, actually, you promise? Okay, good. Cool. Wait, shh. Is that rain? My fucking god. Well, it looks like skating's off the table. No. You wanna whip out the PS2?